We're resuming the interview, and I was going to ask you, Denise, about the market gardens and your family. And you've said about your father and mother and
Yes.
your uncles and aunties all working the same land.
Yes.
Do you know how much land there was at Frogmore Road?
I knew you'd ask me this, and no, I don't. I have no idea. Really, I should know, but I don't know. A
Well,
lot.
yeah, a lot of
A lot.
land. Do you know when they started the garden?
Well, I was born in 53, so it would have had to been before that. Probably about, I think Sandra, they were still working with the Burnos when Sandra was born. So probably 50, 1950, I think it was.
And did each of the families have different responsibilities?
This is how I remember it. Zilvito oversaw. They all had to agree, but Zilvito was like the overseer. My dad was the guy who went to the markets to sell the goods, and my Zildumildo, well, he was the fixer-upper. Anything that went wrong, he could fix.
Do you mean technical things?
Technical, everything. That's how I remember them. They all worked the garden together, of course, but that's how I remember them, that Zilvito was the overseer, then Dad went to the markets with the goods, and anything that was broken or anything that you needed fixed, whether it was in the market garden or in your house, Zumilo could fix it. He was just good with all of that.
And so your mother, Zia Anna and Zia Clara,
Yes.
what were their roles?
Their roles, of course, was helping their husbands. Keeping house, looking after the kids. But yeah, they would go into the market garden to pick more. The men would be, oh, they'd go planting too, but the men would be out earlier, and then the women would go after they've breakfast for the kids or send them off to school. They would go out and then come back lunchtime, and yeah, they would also help. But the men did early shift and late, like they would do all the packing, crate packing and all of that. They would do all of that. The women would be out picking and planting.
And so you said that you remember that the families grew
Potatoes,
potatoes,
yep.
cucumbers, good for eating,
Yeah, love them.
tomatoes
Tomatoes.
in like roughly how many glass houses?
Oh, I'm trying to picture it. 50, 60. There were lots. Because it would be cucumbers in some, depending on the season, I think. Lots of tomatoes because they could be grown all year round more than the cucumbers. And then the beans that you reminded me of. Yeah, probably overall, I could be exaggerating, 100 glass houses more, because it was a lot. And of course, they were all joined, on one side. And they were all joined. They were mainly over near Zio Milos, near the old house, near the track that took you to the old house. There was half the land would have been glass houses. And then at the back, there was also another area at the back, and I'm not sure what they grew in there. Whether they grew cucumbers on the ground, I can't remember. I know they did that at Bolivar. They grew cucumbers outside. And then we had potatoes near our house. It was a big area where they'd plant the potatoes.
And what sort of equipment did they have, say for potatoes?
Of potatoes, they had the tractor, and then they had what I can remember. It was like a grader that would dig the potato and run the potatoes up over this grader, and all the dirt would drop through the open grader, and we would be at the and then drop the potatoes at the back, and we would be at the back picking potatoes and putting them in buckets, sort of sorting them. The little ones we'd leave behind. They they'd had tractors, a few tractors, then they had their trucks, of course. They had little cultivators, I think, for the glass houses, and you know, the handheld ones. Trucks, yeah, I can't remember. We did have horses, but not that I can remember horses. But I remember seeing all the stuff at for the horses at Nonna, when Nonna kept her chickens. But yeah.
And did you have jobs in the market garden? I mean, apart from the potato picking?
Oh, well, I don't think that they were jobs. We'd go and help. We'd go and help pick tomatoes and pick the cucumbers. But I think once they realised we were eating more than what we were picking, you know, putting in the buckets, they sort of stopped. But no, we used to go and help. It was never, I never felt like, oh, I've got to go and, today I've got to go and pick the potatoes or pick the cucumbers or pick. It was just, we'd go out and help, you know. We were at school, we'd come home, we'd run to the garden if they were there and we'd go and help, or on a weekend. It was never, I had more duties, I think, as a teenager, as I got older, in the house, you know, cleaning the floors, yeah. Got to polish those floors before you go out. That was more than the market garden. Yeah. They had a lot of people that used to come and help them too, that I can't remember how many, but I know that if it was potato picking and it was a lot of work, people would come and they would then take home potatoes, you know, to say thank you. That's how they had a lot of helpers doing all of that.
And do you remember who those helpers would have been?
Oh, well, again, they would have been probably the Mazzarolos probably used to come, like Senor and Sante and Bernardi. I think he would have come.
Which Bernardi?
That would have been Lena. Do you know Lena Henderson? Her dad, I don't know his first name. They used to live in Adele Avenue. Well, Lena still lives there. The Piovers probably came. They probably did the stint, whereas you go and help them and we'll come and help you.
Was there much help between the Santins and the Tonelatos?
I can't remember, but I would say there would have been, but I can't honestly remember. Because I think the Tonelatos would have helped the Tonelatos as well, you know. Because the, like, Zuyillo had his land, then my grandfather with my other uncles, they had land that was all joined. So it was quite a big patch in there as well. But I'm sure that when there was a call for help, people came.
Yeah, yeah. What happened about the Santin families buying land at Bolivar? Why do you think they bought land there?
I think Zuoska had land out there. I'm not 100% sure. Not that he was working the land. I really don't know. But I think they knew that eventually Kidman Park would be going because they could see everything was being built around us. And they had the land up at the up at Bolivar, because I can remember they had both of them going at the same time.
How would they have managed that? That would have been quite complicated, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was. I don't think it was a lot of years overlapping. I think it was, because I can remember going to Bolivar and helping out, and even Virginia came a few times. And as children, they used to kill the pig up there when they used to make the salamis and that. So I'm pretty sure that because Dad was working up at Bolivar too, and I think it must have been a very short time in between both of them.
Did your mum work up there?
Yes, they all went.
Did your mum learn to drive?
Yes.
Did all the women learn to drive?
Not Zia Clara. Ziana and mum learnt to drive, not Zia Clara.
And would that have made a difference to your mum, say, to be able to drive? Oh,
very independent. She became independent. And then because of Johnny, she used to take him to a woman at Royal Park to have massages to help, you know, his mobility and stuff. But I remember later on, just before Mum passed away, she broke her arm. Well, the independence wasn't there. It was driving her crazy. But she was really... No, driving was very, very good. It was independent. It also saved the men from having to take them anywhere, you know. They just get in the car and go wherever they went, wherever they needed to. Ziana, I think, took Ziclada all the time, shopping, wherever they needed to go. But, yeah, Mum learnt to drive. Yeah.
And up at Voliva, what was growing?
Cucumbers, tomatoes, beans.
So there were glass houses?
I think they had artichokes. Artichokes, but not as in commercial style, just something a little bit family. Yes, glass houses.
Did the glass houses from Frogmore Road get moved up there?
No, I don't think so. I think they built new ones.
And
but I'm not sure.
The same arrangements, like did your dad do the marketing from Bolivar?
Yes, yes. It was all the same arrangements. They all had the same jobs.
Did your mum and her two sisters-in-law get paid a wage?
They used to get once a year, I think, if I remember Mum telling me, they would get so much money for their... they didn't have to pay the bills, but that was their grocery money. You know, they'd get a certain amount each. But I know when they built the houses, they were given a budget. And Mum skimped on her budget a little bit because she wanted something else that was a little bit more. And my uncle said, no, you can't have that. And she said, but I didn't spend all my money, say, on curtains because I wanted that. And he said, doesn't matter. You didn't spend it on the curtains, but you can't have that. This is all the money you get. It was like a budget. Everything was fine, you know, but it was just... they were given budgets, but once a year, I'm pretty sure, or maybe twice, but I can remember Mum saying once a year they would get their money, so much a week, I suppose, and then they were handed that cash. And if they were frugal, they always had a little bit left over. But they didn't have to pay, I'm pretty sure they didn't have to pay electricity, gas, or whatever. Those utility bills weren't part of that. That was only food money.
Would they... Would your father and his brothers have had financial advice, or was it like a partnership that was just really organised between them?
No, I think it was just their partnership organised just between them. And when my nonna was still alive, I can remember, they'd always run things past her as well. Not that she had... the say, as in such, you know, but I think it was just respect again, respect for her. She was their mother and she was the eldest, you know, like she was there. So they would always talk to her about things. They'd still do what they had to do, but I think they'd always run it past her. But yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? I understand that there was a bit of a challenge when the land on Frogmore Road was acquired by the Woodville Council.
Oh, yes, the park. You're talking about the park? Yes, they wanted to sell it because, as you know, so many houses have to have so much open space. And they wanted to sell it at one stage, and my Uncle Vito was still alive. Well, no, he was not going to have that. And to this day, we've all said, while we're still alive, even the kids, that land will stay. Because council apparently can sell land if they require it, and there's no other land around. But, yeah, he did. He went mad. He got mad at them. He did go down to the council, I think, and had a few words to say. But we have got letters to say what went, you know, that they wanted to sell the land, and then Yeah, but they did acquire when we, sorry, were you going back to when they actually acquired all that land? Yeah, there was, I can't remember how many blocks they took. I know at the time it was quite a lot of money's worth of land that they took, they had to acquire, because the Santons, they hadn't split the land three ways, that it was still one unit, so that the council could take, and they did go to court, and they went to the Supreme Court, and the judge said, I don't know, that he couldn't make a ruling on it, so they just had to give up the land. And then, unfortunately, when Bolivar went, the council up there did the same thing. They acquired the land, they took the whole lot for wetlands, but never at the value of the land. But yes, no, but I understand now what you meant. Yes, when they subdivided, the council took eight. No, it's got to be more than 8 blocks.
Yeah, it's quite a big area,
Yeah,
isn't it, that park?
10 blocks, 20 blocks. I
And
can't
it's got a
remember.
plaque, hasn't
Yes,
it?
it's got a plaque with all the Santons on it, with the Santon name, but all the previous owners as well. And I'm sorry, I can't tell you who they were. But it's got the years that the land, you know, each family owned the land. So yes, it's still there. And I remember the council when they took the land, they asked my Zivito, because we had the pump there for, we call it the Porth, for the water, and they wanted to know where it was so that they could use the water to water all the, and he said no. He said, "You want to know? You find it." Ooh, he was mad. He didn't tell them.
I wonder if they found it.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because I've been there only a couple of times, and I haven't seen the water, you know, like you would see a pump there or taps or something, but I don't think they did, because I think it was well covered. I think it was well covered.
I'm trying to imagine what it would have been like, say, for your father and mother and your uncles and aunties to see the land subdivided, you know, even not even thinking about the council matter,
Yeah.
but like from having worked all of that land to suddenly, you know, like that they were at retirement age, do you think, at the
No,
time?
they still had Bo they had Bolivar. They were still going to Bolivar.
So I'm wondering how they would have felt about that.
I suppose it was sad, but I never heard them complain because they had the men still had Bolivar to go to. The women, I suppose, they probably thought, well, we don't have to go up as often now, go out there, because when it was here, it was
Every
in your
day.
face, it was every day. Whereas if you were going to Bolivar, you were only going to do specific work, you know, they didn't have to go up every day to do work up there. I don't know, I never asked, but I don't. It would have been sad.
Because you know
For
that
me, it
it
was exciting.
was it?
Yeah, because you see all these houses pop up, you know. It's only now that I'm thinking, wow, we had all that land. I wish my kids had that, you know, to grow up in, and my grandchildren had it to grow up in. But that's the way it is, so.
Yeah, because the area in your lifetime has
Oh,
changed.
very much.
Like,
Very much.
remarkably, so,
Remarkably. From
yeah.
a few houses and lots of land to a few more houses, and then to eventually Cromwell Road opening up onto Valletta Road, and Valletta, well, no, we always had it open to Valletta Road, I think, but it was like it wasn't a road, it was just a dirt track, and then Valletta Road opening up, so that whole area has changed. And sometimes I wonder how many people live here now. I know that I emailed the council at one stage because there was so much traffic on Frogmore Road, and they told me, because at the end of our street on Grange Road, I asked if we could have lights because there's a childcare centre there, there's the restaurant, And then people in and out, you know. And I just said, is there a way of, oh, no, no. It does, we don't deem it that necessary. Only 4,000, this is about 5 years ago, 4,000 cars use that road, Frogmore Road. And I'm thinking, from what we had to 4,000 cars a day, and now there's more because there's a lot more housing going up. So, and everybody uses it as a shortcut. So, but I'm still there.
You sure are.
They're gonna take me out in the coffin there.
Well, that's good. How old, roughly, would your parents have been when they stopped working in the garden?
Dad got sick, and that's when he stopped working. 1980. How old would he have been? 60. He was born in 21, so about 60, yeah, when he stopped. My uncles were still going to Bolivar because the boys, Dean and Alan, were involved then. They were still at Bolivar, not for much longer.
Do you think that the Santins would have hoped that Dean and Alan would have kept going?
I think so. Of course, Dad didn't have my brother, you know, because of Johnny's illness. But, yeah, I think they would have liked to have seen that, but that was totally up to them. Then, of course, once the council took the land for... the Salisbury Council took the land, well, then they, you know, there was nothing more they could do. But it was a hard life. I think even Dean and Alan, even though we grew up on the land, we didn't have to work that hard. And I think they realised, you know, it was pretty hard going. It's not good getting up, you know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock every morning to go up there, and then you're working in the hot sun and you have a break, but you're still there, and then you come home late. And
you've always got that pressure of the market day and getting ready and sorting and grading and selling. And
yeah. So,
who would have taken on the selling after your father stopped?
I think Dean used to go to the market with Silvito. But it was a lot different then, you know. I think they had orders that they'd just go, the potatoes were in huge crates, and I'm not sure but how that worked. Whereas I remember as a child, Dad having to go to the market and actually sell. He'd have his orders, you know, he'd supply quite a few people. They'd have their people to supply, but it was more like go in and, oh, do you want these tomatoes or do you want those tomatoes? Whereas I think later it was, this is what we want, and then we'll take
fill
that.
The order. Yeah. Did you ever go to market?
Yes, I did as a child with Dad.
Did you?
A couple of times, yes. And on the way back, we'd stop at I think it's the Joiner's Arms on Manton Street and have a raspberry lemonade. That, yeah.
Did your dad have something a bit stronger?
I think he probably had a beer. I can't remember. All I remember is my raspberry lemonade.
That would have been a treat.
That was a treat, yes. Didn't go often because it was early, but I went a couple of times with him. See, as I said, then we didn't think anything of it. Now we think, oh, gee, what a wonderful life we had.
Yeah. What do you remember as you were growing up about, you know, the way that the Veneto community got together?
Well, weddings, funerals, births, we were always together. It's funny, and even now we say, oh, last time, when did I see you last? Oh, it was so-and-so's funeral, or it was so-and-so's wedding, you know, and that's what it was. That's what I remember, that it was either... It was an occasion, a wedding, a funeral, the borce, of course, when we had the borce, you'd always meet up with people. The community was always helping each other, as I think they are, the communities do now from various countries. They still help each other out.
Weddings. Did children attend weddings?
Oh, yes.
And yes. Do you remember as a child going
yes,
to weddings?
Yes, actually, I almost brought a photo of, but I couldn't remember whose wedding it was. And there was Mum, Dad, me, Sandra, Johnny, and Noemi. Remember Noemi Zalonato? Yeah, she was in that photo too. So it would have had to be somebody that we all knew. But yes, children always went to weddings. Not like now, you know, you don't invite the kids. No, it's all, everybody went.
And where would the receptions have been held that you remember?
Oh, that I remember? Probably the Macedonian Hall on Crittenden Road. A church hall, probably the Flinders Park. A community hall up on Grange Road, further up on the other side of Crittenden. I think there were a few in there that I can remember. Yeah, it would have been just local halls and stuff because not like they have now, so.
And were you ever bridesmaid for
I was
people?
Bridesmaid to, let me think, I think it was Didio Rismondo. I think that's how, oh, I can't remember his surname. I was actually, I'm pretty sure that was me in the wedding. No, it wasn't me, that was Sandra. See, I lie. One of the Bernos, I was in their wedding, but I can't remember his name. But not very often, no. And my sister's wedding, but I was a bridesmaid then, yes.
A big thing to be in a wedding party.
Yes, yes.
What about your parents and the Veneto Club when it formed in the 1970s? Were they involved with that at all?
Dad was. I think Dad was one of the founding members with Zio Tonalaro, Mum's brother. He was involved in that. Yeah, I remember going there, but not that often. The men would mainly go there. There again, if there were fundraisers or dinner dances or a wedding, you know, that was the place to be, besides the Italian club in the city. But again, it was a men's thing, you know, and they did it for quite a lot of time. Like, you know, they played bocce or they play cards or, yeah.
Talking about bocce at the Santins, behind the packing shed,
yeah.
How would that have come about, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe it was just something when the men, because, as I said, they would have had a lot of help, you know, when it was time for picking. I would say that would be, then they'd have a barbecue, you know, especially after they kill the pig, they'd have, because they killed the pig in the packing shed too, before it went to Bolivar, so they would have like a barbecue, and they'd invite all the people that helped them out, and the men would always have the bocce. I don't know who actually built the bocce. I would say it'd have to be the, you know, my uncles and dad.
Was it all level ground?
Yeah.
And was it grass?
No, it was sand. Yeah, it was sand.
And that went on for quite a while, didn't it?
Yeah, I can remember that probably into my teenage years. Yeah.
And there's a lovely photo that we were looking at before with yes. quite a few different
men
like and different generations.
The generations there. Young and old.
Yeah.
Young and old.
Yeah. You talked earlier about going back to Italy in 1967.
Seven.
And you were 14. What do you remember about that visit to Italy?
I enjoyed it. 14, didn't have to go to school. Took all my school books, but not that I did anything.
Did you go by ship?
No, we flew. We flew. We flew Alitalia. I enjoyed it. We did a lot of travelling. Dad did a little bit more than what we did because he went off with one of our priests that was over there. They went out together. But I enjoyed it, made lots of friends. You know, like They were related, but they were like second cousins. But you know, we're all cousins. Doesn't matter how far down the line you are. And we stayed with Maisie Clutter's family.
In Casale.
In Casale, yes.
Which family?
The Oliviero.
Yeah, was it Janina?
No, Yieta and her mum and dad in the big house. Janina lived not very far from there, and I'm trying to think. Yeah, no, but we lived with the old folk, Zia's mum and dad and Zia Yieta.
And so, what impression did you have about being in such a different environment?
I loved it. I enjoyed it because in the house where we lived, you'd open the back window or the window of my bedroom and I could see the mountains with the snow. And even now, there are some smells when I'm here, you know, I smell, oh, that reminds me of Italy, you know. But I was 14, so I loved it, you know. I loved it. Travelling, we went to Lourdes. We went by train. That was a journey and a half. That was an eye-opener. It was beautiful there. Went to Rome and then mainly stayed in the Paese, you know, again, with my relatives, the kids. We all played.
How long did you stay there?
6 months.
Wow, quite a long time. So yes, you did get to know people.
Yes.
How many of your mother's relatives would you have met?
Mum's relatives, because I think they were in Vedelago, I'm not sure. That was Nona's Tonelato's family, the Gatto. There, that's where I met Mum's relatives. There was only, I think, maybe one or two. I remember one of them, I can't remember, Luigi, I think. He was a shoemaker. He had a shoe shop and stuff like that. We went there a couple of times. That's the only relative I remember of Mum's. The others were all the Santons, you know, that I remember. I don't think Mum had any relatives there. I think most of her relatives went to Canada.
And have you been back since?
No. No. Would have liked to have gone. I said maybe 1 year.
And at the moment, we don't know when we will be travelling again.
Exactly. After Wally would never had any interest in going over there. We went to Hawaii. That was about, he hated flying. So there was no way I was going to get him to Europe. Maybe now if Sandra goes 1 year. But we'll see. We'll see. I really haven't got a really burning desire to go back and see people. I'd like to travel, but I'd like to travel with my daughters and their families, you know. That's what I'd like to do, my next trip. But we'll see.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. And, yeah. We've talked about the changes on Frogmore Road. How do you think the community of Italians or Veneti have changed? Oh, you'd like to have a little
Please.
Break? Sure.